In April 1942, while stationed in Gibraltar, I was told I was being sent to Malta, the battered island under constant attack from the Luftwaffe. My experience as a fighter pilot was limited, but within days I was aboard an aircraft carrier with newly assembled Spitfires bound for the Mediterranean. We packed our planes with chocolate and cigarettes, knowing supplies were scarce on the island. We flew off the carrier at dawn and headed east. With little fuel to spare, we avoided trouble on the way and finally sighted Malta, a tiny speck in a vast blue sea. Enemy fighters blocked our landing at first, but we were eventually cleared to touch down. My arrival was greeted not by rest, but by an air raid siren. Within hours, I was airborne again, fighting off German bombers and their escorts. That first day marked the beginning of relentless raids, heat, shortages, and exhaustion. For 2 months I fought without success, until one day I dived on a formation of bombers from Sicily. Ignoring enemy fighters on my tail, I held my fire on a single aircraft until both its engines burst into flames. It was my first victory. I felt no hatred, only the knowledge that I was doing my duty, helping to clear the skies over Malta.